Today's news.
Hello, and welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Well, it is Christmas time, and it might have been and gone, but I thought we could look at Boxing Day, perhaps. Only a day or two past, isn't it? Boxing Day, that curious day following the big day itself, St. Stephen's Day, called by some. And I spotted in the Manx Free Press, Monday, December the 20th, 1926, when Boxing Day began, in a short article. The origin of the term Boxing Day, as applied to the day after Christmas, the writer says, had its origin in the old days when it was usual to have alms boxes in churches, which would be opened on Christmas Day by the priest. Their contents would be distributed the following day amongst the poorest people of the parish. From this custom, this after-Christmas dole came to be called the box, while the day on which it was given was, of course, Boxing Day. The old collecting boxes were often of earthenware, and the box had therefore to be broken open. Later on, the poor started to take round a box for themselves, and in this way apprentices would canvass their masters' customs, whom they had served all the year. So arose the real origin of Boxing Day, when the served are expected to make some small contribution to those who have served them, but its name dates back to the old church collecting box. There you are. If you didn't know, you do now. I think I vaguely knew, perhaps not that much detail. If we go to the Times, the Isle of Man Times, that is, of course, Saturday, December the 19th, 1936, the Avenue Cinema. Do you remember that? Royal Avenue in Onchan. I do, I think. I don't know when it was demolished. But, yes, I do remember the Avenue Cinema. Telephone 1331. Don't try it. It doesn't work anymore now. However, you could have gone to the Avenue Cinema on Christmas Day itself, let alone Boxing Day. The advert reads, one house at 7:30 Tuesday and Wednesday, continuous from 6:30 Monday, Thursday, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. And we're told Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, December the 21st, 2nd and 3rd, double feature programmes, Laughing Irish Eyes with Phil Regan, Tom Brown in Annie Doesn't Live Here. Certificate U. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Then Thursday, Christmas Day and Boxing Day, December the 24th, 5th and 6th, if you are in any doubt, Wallace Beery, John Bowles and Barbara Stanwyck in A Message to Garcia. Thrilling entertainment based upon... Oh, and then something printed upside down. Why is that printed upside down? A History of Most Fascinating Exploits. I think there might have been a bit of a misprint there. I'm assuming it is in any case. Full supporting programme. Didn't have an organ there, did they? Sunday, December the 20th at 8:15, one show only, Will Hay there. You never see Will Hay films now, do you? In Those Were the Day. Reduced winter prices, we're told. The front stalls. Any guesses for the front stalls at the Avenue Cinema in 1936? Sixpence. Centre stalls, ninepence. Rear stalls, 1 shilling. Now, what about this if we skip a little bit more recently? Not that much more recently, the Green Final. Saturday, December the 17th, 1938. A Boxing Day football attraction. Now, this is something I think we could bring back as a Boxing Day football attraction. Even I might go to this one. Police versus the clergy. Whatever your arrangements for spending Boxing Day, don't fail, we're told, to include in your list of dates an engagement at Tremode Park in the morning when police and clergy will match their skill at football. The game will start at 11 a.m. The proceeds will be given to Nobles Hospital. Mr. W.A. Fife, F.I.C., M.B.E., chairman of the hospital, will kick off. The referee will be Mr. P.J. Brideson, and assisting him on the lines will be Dr. L.H. Skeen and Dr. W. Whiteman. Tickets now on sale, price only sixpence. Good value. The force has been well supplied, so next time you meet one of the men in blue, ask him for one or two, in fact, as many as you can afford. Remember, Jim's ground on Boxing Day around 11 a.m. The teams have been selected as follows. You'll want to know who's playing, won't you? In the clergy, we have the Reverend Harry Williams, the Reverend G. Davies, the Reverend John Duffield M.E., M.A., I beg his pardon, Mr. S. Collister, the Reverend C. H. C. Lamb, the Reverend J. Sykes, the Reverend H. Walker, the Reverend Eric D. Geddes, the Reverend R. H. Reed, M.A., Reverend William Gowland, and the Reverend Norman Hemingway. I wonder if he was in goal. And for the police, Constable R.L. Cubbin, Constable G.W.A. Kinraid, Constable W.H. Brown, Constable J.H. Kelly, Constable J.M. Colvin, Constable A.C. Underhill, Constable J.R. Gelling, Constable W.C. Jones, Constable Arneen, Constable T.E. Lowy, and Constable B.D. Fick. That's a name you don't hear often now, isn't it? Fick, F.I.C.K. I wonder if you remember that match, or any of your relatives might remember that match, or grandparents or such like. I'd be intrigued to know. Howard Kane, with an E, at maxradio.com, if you do. Or you knew someone, or your granddad or dad was playing there. Who knows? 1958 in the Isle of Man Times, Wednesday, December the 24th, Christmas Eve. Now, this is, again, a throwback to something which sadly is now past. Maybe not sadly, if you happen to be there. Namely, a lighthouse keeper. Christmas on the chickens. Relief not due until Boxing Day. But season fair may go today. The Chickens Rock Lighthouse relief is not due until Boxing Day, but if the weather is fine today, season fair will go with a cargo being taken out by Mr. Quine, who has charge of the relief boat. The men on the rock, Mr. Roberts, the chief lighthouse keeper, his assistant, Mr. Brown, and Mr. Kermode, an occasional keeper, had some of their Christmas fare taken out nearly a fortnight ago when the last relief was affected, and more is due this week. Going out for a spell of duty will be Mr. Sale, a magsman. He will relieve fellow magsman, Mr. Kermode. Sadly, or perhaps not sadly, none of the lighthouses are manned anymore. Of course, all automatic, and just sort of checked once a year, I think, to make sure all is well. I applied for a job to be a lighthouse keeper once, on the Calf of Man. Didn't get it, I'm sad to say, but I've been there several times. The Isle of Man Times, Friday, December the 18th, 1959. Here is another Christmas tradition, along with the clergy playing the police, or Christmas on a lighthouse, which sadly I think I'm right in saying doesn't take part anymore. This is in the north of the island. Over 700 entries for the Boxing Day Fur and Feather Show at Ramsey. Entries for the annual Boxing Day Show at the Ramsey Fur and Feather Society have closed at 720 entries. The show will be held this year in the Pool Ballroom for the first time. Classes for poultry, pigeons, cage birds, rabbits and cats are very well supported, and the show promises to be very successful. The distribution of prizes is timed for 4:30, and the presentations will be made by Major E.B.C. Farrant, MLC. The Society have engaged English judges for the poultry, pigeon and cage bird classes, while the rabbit and cats will be judged by Mr. S. Cowley of Douglas. Good man. And then finally, something which has changed, and you can argue the toss over your evening eggnog, if you like. Or your morning eggnog. Who knows whether this is good or bad. This is the Times of Friday, January the 15th, 1960. Licensing Commission recommend Sunday opening in summer, and Christmas Day and New Year's Eve as well. Extension of hours on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Boxing Day and Christmas Day. Two classes of boarding house licenses, we're told in an extensive article on this change. Drinks in suitable restaurants. Which restaurants were suitable for drinks, one wonders. As I say, a long piece, I'll just give you a flavour of it. Sweeping changes in the Manx licensing laws are proposed in a lengthy and detailed report issued this week by the Licensing Commission under the chairmanship of His Honour, Ramsay Johnson, OBE. Among their recommendations are Sunday opening for 4 hours a day in two periods of 2 hours each, a change in weekday hours in the season to 10:30 a.m. to 10:45 p.m, but the Commission recommend that a quarter of an hour be allowed for the consumption of drinks after the bar closes, drinking up time. That the winter hours, remember winter hours, should be noon to 2 p.m. and a break until 5 p.m. and closing at 10:30. Opening for 4 hours on Good Friday and on Christmas Day when it falls on any other day than Sunday, 12 hours opening on New Year's Eve when it falls on a Saturday, noon till midnight, and until 12:30 a.m. when it falls on any other day than Saturday and Sunday. 11 hours of opening on New Year's Day, Christmas Eve and Boxing Day when they do not fall on Sunday from noon to 11 p.m. And when Christmas Day or Boxing Day does fall on a Sunday, the Commission recommends that the permitted hours on the 27th of December should be noon to 11 p.m. Other recommendations favour the creation of restaurant licences in suitable premises, and a definite change in the issue in what have come to be known as the boarding house licences. Here they recommend that there should be no change for the coming season, but that for the licensing year commencing the 12th of May 1961 and thereafter, there should be two distinct licences of this type, a private hotel licence and guest house licence. Other recommendations suggest the abolition of the tied house provision for licensees to entertain their friends at the licensee's expense outside opening hours, reduction of license fees, and power to the governor to fix maximum prices by order. As I say, you might think that was a good thing. Maybe you don't. Winter hours. I remember winter hours very muchly. And I remember going out for lasties. I haven't done that for a wee while. Take your pick whether you think that's good or not. Hopefully you did have a nice Boxing Day and you've enjoyed your Christmas with or without alcohol. I wish you a very happy festive season for the remainder of it. And we'll be back with more old news. They'll be getting older next year because it's another year gone by. Until next time, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.